right outside the barn, an open area where the animals could be free to walk around, that would be the...
Barnyard.
What about a place where the cows could graze?
Pasture.
All right, when you think of a pasture, do you think of it being fenced in or not?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of fencing would you have around the pasture?
I don't know, it's fencing.
All right, you know any different types of wire fencing? What about with the sharp points?
Barbed wire.
Okay. A kind of wooden fence that's usually white.
Picket fence?
Yeah, okay. And this is the kind that was made out of split rails, I'm thinking about. That's when it's put up and it's done in kind of a zigzag fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Rail fence?
A rail fence. I don't know.
How familiar with that?
There's one at the house, right? I know the name of it. It's called a fence, so we said the rail fence.
Oh, at your homestead, you had a rail fence?
Downstairs. She just had one built.
Oh, that's the kind of decorative purposes?
Well, they need a fence period in this kind of town.
Oh, so it's a real functional fence,
mm-hmm.
Not just for looks. Okay. What about cotton? Is it ever grown around here?
No.
Okay. Do you have any idea what you would say someone was doing when they get in the field and begin working with the cotton?
Hoeing.
Okay, anything about that?
Cultivating.
Are you familiar with the expression, chop cotton?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what it means?
I guess it means to remove the grass.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the phrase is?
Chopping cotton.
Okay. What about that grass? Any particular kind that would give you trouble in a cotton field?
No.
Okay. Talking about putting up a fence, you say you dig holes for the what?
The post.
Okay. Just one of them would be a?
Post.
And plural two?
Post.
Okay. Around here, have you ever see any, still think
of
that?
No.
Okay. Do you ever see any fences or walls made out of blue stone or rock?
Uh-uh.
Have you any idea what you would call them?
No.
Okay. Alright, some utensils. Your best dishes, the ones you would use when you're having company, you say they're made out of?
Chine.
Alright. And if an egg is made out of that stuff, you call it a?
Chine or egg.
You know what that is?
No, one of those porcelain eggs.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you're concerned, are they used for anything?
No, decorative.
Okay. What about if you were going to get some water from a well, what would you carry it in?
A pail.
What if you were going to milk the cow?
A pail.
Anything else, I call it?
No.
What about a bucket?
One bucket.
Is there any difference in a bucket and a
pail? No, not this one.
Any type of container that you might keep close to the kitchen to throw scraps in the hall?
Garbage can.
You ever hear of a slop bucket?
Yes. Slop bucket.
Did y'all have
any? No. We had cans, but we didn't call them slop buckets.
Pretty colorful. If you wanted to fry some eggs or fry a piece of ham, what would you eat?
A skillet.
Okay, anything besides that?
Well,
frying pan.
I've heard of frying pan.
You used to see these outside, maybe in the front yard out in the country. They're big black vessels that they use for various things.
Kettles?
Ever hear them called wash pots?
Yes. I've heard of wash pipes.
What about a container that you would display cut flowers in?
A vase.
Would you ever have dirt in one of those?
Oh, flower pots.
Okay. All right, what about the names of the different utensils that you eat with?